Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you this evening. Thank you for joining us. It is May 24th, and I hope everyone is having a blessed week and day thus far. Sorry, my computer just very strange things. I caught it just in time. Well, again, thank you for joining us. Those are dialed in for ministry. We look forward to that. Those who are listening online or a later time, God bless you, and may the Lord strengthen you. In the power of his might, may you be encouraged in Jesus' name. So let's just pray for our nation real quick before we start. And then just kind of want to share some places where I've been and just some things I've recently learned with you all, and it actually does have to do with our nation and global things and also end time basis there. So let's pray. Let me open up this right here. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 11, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, and it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I've sent it. Now, one thing about PGN is we're all in different regions. So I don't know if you've had rain or snow lately. There was an unprecedented snowfall in Colorado. Maybe you've seen on the news. There were storms here in this area, and so the Lord, when he speaks, right, even from the beginning, his word has authority. His word has power. What he has spoken, his still changing and transforming lives across the globe, across the nation. It will not return void. There might be coming, a great deception. These are the things that are at hand, the great deception and apostasy, which is we likely will see these things, and the Lord's word, it will not return void. He will not be mocked, and there is power in that, and we need to stand strong. You and I are brothers and sisters together. Stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and encourage each other, one another daily. So I just thank the Lord, right? When he created the earth, he spoke and he breathed even his breath, and he said, let there be light, and all the stars and the universes and the galaxies, there's light in them. It has still remained. It has not, faltered in any way. It has not diminished in any way. His light still rules and reigns, and his voice is still majestic and holds excellence of power and all authority, and we declare that truth, prevailing truth and proclamation over our nation and over the globe. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord, in Jesus' name. We dedicate our time unto you. Lord, let it be pleasing in your sight, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father, we pray for those across the globe. God, we know that President Biden is speaking and addressing the nation this evening, and there was just a tragedy that happened in Texas, Lord, with the shootings at the elementary school, Father. Father, we just ask that you comfort these people in places we don't know how to even ask, Lord, or can even fathom or imagine, God, even the community, Lord. We thank you, God, for uniquely touching and purposely those ministries, God, that are prophetic, the ministries that are engaged in the power of the Holy Spirit and minister in word and deed and truth. to reach the community, God, to be a breath of fresh air to them, God, and to bring living water, God, to the dry places and to the well, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for ministering to that community, Father God, in Jesus' name, and even rising up the Christian ministries to go and to meet them and to minister to them, Father God, and to be the hands and feet of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Father, and it grieves our heart and it saddens our heart, God. And Lord, we just thank you, God, for being with each one of us in Jesus' name. And so many of you know that I really do have a heart of compassion. If I let myself go there, I will not be able to continue the program. So I can't, I'll just do that at a later date before the Lord. So, but it's great, grievous. It's profoundly sad. It just is too much. So John and I, let me switch gears here. John and I might come back to that a little bit, but John and I are just returning from a trip. And my husband, he was saved through Hal Lindsey wrote a book, The Late Great Planet Earth. And somehow his friend's father had the book and he gave it to him. And my husband declares that he got saved after every chapter of the book. But it talked about the end times. So that's one thing that the Lord used in John's heart and his life to get his attention, that the Word of God is still living, it's still active, right? And it's still being fulfilled, that there's still prophecy and yet still to be fulfilled. And so he's always, his nature is to just study it and hear about it and gather all different information from it. So anyways, there was this conference in Colorado. And we went to it this past week. So, and we also were there when the snow came, and our son lived there too. So it was kind of a twofold. While he was working, we were at the conference. And anyways, it worked out nice. So I that was my first conference ever in that nature, in that realm. And I want to say this. Just to open up this way, there's a lot of different speakers, a lot of different speakers. I probably didn't even hear half of it, but what I did hear, some of it seemed to repeat. And so what I thought was that these are the things that the Lord really wanted me to hear and to begin to understand and grasp and to grow in. And I'm going to share some of that with you, not in depth, because this is not my realm of teaching, or even my realm of, it's just not really my realm. I'm just going to tell you what I learned and just some highlights and some takeaways that I think for all of us that I think that they were stating that I think even tonight is even a prophetic sign and a prophetic, I think the junctions and the pathways are crossing. And so here's what I learned. I learned this first and foremost, that all pre-tribulation people are not created equal. And while there were probably many different people there, I did not know these people. I do not know their names. It was kind of, I don't know if it was embarrassing, but I just did not, I don't know them, and I don't necessarily follow them, quote unquote. So nor did I hear the ones that I heard speaking. Nobody really talked about pre, mid, or post. That didn't even come up. They were really just educating the people in the Word of God, deciphering that, discerning it, and the heart to prepare the people, and even stating and saying, listen, we don't know when we're going to leave, and we don't know how much of it we're going to see with our own eyes before we are taken, right, or before he returns. So, you know, between the rapture and the second coming, right, and the time frame in that. So so for that, I appreciate. And so here we go. This is what, so what I learned is in Luke, there's more in, so my background was this, is that thinking just Daniel and just Revelation mostly, well, there's a lot in there to unpack and unravel and the great depths of it. I'm not schooled or skilled in that, but those are some areas I just vaguely just take off the cream of the crop from the top of it, you know, knowing. But I learned this. There's a lot more in the New Testament regarding the Lord's second coming, rapture, however you want to word it, because I think sometimes it's a little hard to decipher in the New Testament there. But in the book of Luke, Luke 21, Luke 17, Matthew 24, Psalm 83, Ezekiel 38 and 39, and I'm not going to even talk about all these. I'm just saying this is surprising to me to find all these in relation to the Lord in the end times. So it's called the end times. So 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 Corinthians 15. So there we go with that. So here's what we learned, is that when we're there, again, just to, there's a great deception that's coming, and to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. There is also a, and one of the days that I was there in the morning, I got a text from Intercessors for America, and I know I've mentioned them here before, Intercessors for America. I got a text that said, the globalists vote on Tuesday to take over America, which I thought was interesting. That was interesting timing on that. And so if you look on that for the World Health Association or organization, they're doing a vote this week for their, because whatever they say, we have to do. So if they declare that we have to go into another quarantine, then that's what we have to do, whatever they declare. So it's very important. You can look that up on your own. You can sign, petition on that. I think they're voting either today or this week. That's the World Health Organization. It's on the table right now. And it can be, concerning. If there's a petition to sign, I would encourage you to do it. I know I did. I know this program's a little different than, but praise God. Also, one thing that they mentioned was a, and I think it's been mentioned here before anyways, is just like a global famine or food shortage, mostly coming from the Black Sea, though, and so for corn and wheat and sunflower. And also that this particular famine here is going to affect more than anything, it will affect Africa. And our prices will definitely be going up, as we see in gas prices as well. We see, and they also mentioned that the rules and the laws about safety, and I think part of it is going to come through the World Health Organization as well, stating that it's for our safety. And that these rules are, and so, and I think probably now even, there'll be some restriction on guns or whatever it's just going to be, that's probably going to be addressed after today's highlights from Biden, I'm guessing. I don't know for certain. Another thing that they talked about is making sure and just encouraging one another to be spiritually, emotionally, and physically prepared. So we do need to encourage one another, pray, get in the Word, trust the Lord, be exercising our faith and sharing Christ with others as well. And I heard a note today on the apostasy, and it's that it's not going, well, it is, and perhaps part of the church, but I know there's actually a lot of people that aren't even going to church, especially since COVID had hit. They just, it's just the structure of that looks different for a lot of people since then. So it's not going to just be the church, but I think it's going to be those who declare, the note that I heard today was going to be those who declare that they know who God is, but they're saying, we don't want you, we're going to do it our way. So they have knowledge of who God is, but they're saying, no, we're not going to choose you, and we're just going to do it our own way, which is truly rebellion. And that's where these great numbers of people on this apostasy is going to be, of walking away from God in that sense. So not necessarily just the church, but definitely be on the knowledge and awareness of deception. See? One interesting fact here and note was, if any, you guys probably know about the Nephilim, and it's probably been talked about here, but when he was talking about the Antichrist, and it's not a good thing. I think they were showing us that there's some highlights and programs where the Nephilim is actually the hero. That is not true in scripture. It's very evil. But they were saying that the Antichrist, once he's revealed, he's actually going to be a seed. He's going to have a seed of a Nephilim in him as well. So he's going to be part human and part Nephilim. This is where he's going to be getting his powers from. And this made sense to me that he would be a hybrid. So he would be like a hybrid type of human in his particular eyes, just like Jesus was, you know, a hybrid type of human, but from the Holy Spirit and from a holy nature. And this is completely going to be from the opposite nature, but being hybrid in and of himself, which is going to be interesting to see this unfold once he's revealed. I found that most interesting. So the other thing, there's more, but I'm going to stop there. But the other thing I'm just going to end here is there's a scripture just reading in Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. We, you know, met people who grew up, was born and raised in Denver, and he was telling us that the snowfall that came was unprecedented. And for that time, so it was May 20th. And I really think there is probably more to it prophetically than what I'm even picking up on, other than the Lord's word is going to go forth, even if his end time word going forth to accomplish, you know, from beginning to end what he purposed. And covering the earth with that. So there's something there more to that I don't have the revelation or illumination on, and maybe maybe people that are actually in that area might have more insight on that. Okay, so the last verse I just want to end. Luke 21:28, it says, "Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws nigh." So we are to just be looking to the Lord for our redemption and for him. Oh, I was going to say this. I'm sorry, I couldn't read my own handwriting on my note. There was one gentleman there, I just caught the end of what he was saying. And he was talking about when Trump was in office, Kushner, his son-in-law, and he was actually trying to give some of the border of Israel over to the Palestinians, which I didn't know this, but he was doing a reference point of any time he was involved in anything that had to do with Israel, there were tornadoes that happened. And so the earth was responding and groaning to the things that Kushner was doing and that Trump was agreeing to them. And in his opinion, this is why Trump did not take office again. This is what he said. And I know there's some opinions and second opinions on whether it was literally stolen or taken and how that time frame, however that happened, that in itself was unprecedented. So that's interesting, and that's a good word there. And let me think if there was another. No, there was somebody not on the plane, but I don't think I'm going to talk about that. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this evening, God. We thank you for preparing our hearts, Lord. I know that's different, Father God, and just bringing that forth, but I do pray, Father, that we would be strengthened, Lord, spiritually, emotionally, Father God, physically, Father God, in every aspect that we have need of, Lord. We thank you for your seal. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who, as Romans says, that is before us, that testifies that we are sons and daughters of the living God. We thank you that you would lead us, that we'd be sensitive to your spirit, that we would hear, listen, and follow. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We lift up our family to you as well, Lord, that they would be obedient to you, God, that they would cover. You would cover them as well, God, that those who need to yet come to you, Lord, or return to you, Father God, that you would blot out their sins and transgressions and that you would redeem them and that you would protect them and preserve them. God, preserve their faith, Lord. Enlighten the eyes of their hearts so that they could have understanding to know you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit's work in their life, God, that you open their eyes, God, to know Jesus Christ. And we thank you for your angels who do your bidding, God. We send them out, God, to our neighbors, to our families, to our community, to our nation, Father, that you might bring them in. Bring in the harvest, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we would participate with your word, participate with the opportunities, Father, to be your hands and your feet, to share the gospel, God, and that you would be lifted up in our lives, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that even when we share our testimony, Father God, that you are the one that's esteemed, God, and that you receive all the honor and all the glory. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your word that's anointed, Father. Let it go forth this evening, God, to establish and accomplish all in which it's purposed, Father. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord, just for your goodness and your faithfulness and your loving kindness, God. And we thank you, Lord, for just also receiving the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, God, and acknowledging you as the one that we follow. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's open up the first phone line here and let's talk to 828-989. Good evening. Is this Jennifer?
It is. It is. Hi, how are you tonight?
Good. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, and I am blessed. I'm blessed. Always blessed. Always blessed.
Very good. Well, let's pray for you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you for that. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Lord. We just bring her, Lord, the kingdom is what wanted to come out of my mouth. I was just like pressing. Let's bring her to your kingdom, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've prepared for her to do there, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I see him. It's like almost like walking through a zoo, but not necessarily, but in the sense of there are things that have time frames on them that are like, those gates will be opened, those things will be released, but it's more so that you're not going through that. It's being brought to you. It's within your circumference of vision, which tells me it's the preparation of the Lord that he has intended for you, and for you to utilize these things. And I'm not sure what degree in which we have the ability to unlock those things or how we utilize that other, but seeing that it is in your circumference is that it is the Lord's view for you. And so I thank you, Lord, for all that you prepare for her, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord, for these gifts. In some way, all creation is a gift. So we thank you for these gifts, God. We thank you for the gifts that hold the power, God, that hold even the courage, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you. Some are like a like tribal, like the tribe of Judah, and I've never heard anyone express that before, but like there's something of maybe it's like an inheritance or a bloodline thing, which could mean that's a wide, because that could be spiritual or in the natural. So we thank you, God, for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the activity. And I even see, like, in the activity where, like, they're, like, somebody, like, they're waiting to get out to be utilized. So I don't know if it means, like, the time is at hand, but thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, so the release of them is in the Lord's timing. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. So just like the word says that the enemy knows like that his time is short, I think these things, spiritual things and these spiritual beings know like they want to participate in the victory, even though they may be waging war and they may be having a spiritual battle. They know being released, they are part of the victory. And they're on the side of the champion. I believe the Lord wants you to know that as well. So thank you, Lord. for choosing Jennifer, God, for all that you prepared for her, God. And I just thank you even for the protection in Jesus' name that these gifts provide for her, Father God, that help her forego and establish things in the kingdom, God. I thank you for that, God. Jesus' name. Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. So praise God. Wow, that was fun.
Amen. Amen. I have to really dig and seek him on that word. Oh boy, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm really, the Lord has just been revealing, just like giving me warnings, a lot of warnings, and constantly. And I've been seeking him, but I just need prayer for him to reveal the hidden things in the dark, just for him to give me discernment. And increase that discernment, and that I know that I know that I know speaking to me, instead of letting fear or anything like that rule my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to focus on the enemy or my enemies or what he may be doing. I want to focus on the Lord, but he's definitely speaking, and I just need to have him to reveal what that is.
Okay. Yeah, let's all come into agreement with Jennifer. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for how you're speaking and leading Jennifer, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, we've come into agreement, God, that you would reveal the things that are hidden, God, that you would bring them into the light, that she would have great clarity, Father, on what you're speaking to her, Father. Even if you whisper, Lord, and it's a gentle, God, and with peace, Father God, but it would bring clarity to her, Father. And we thank you, Lord, this is helping her to navigate through this, Lord, that the enemy wouldn't use it to snag her or to snare her peace, God, or her ability to hear from you, God, to cloud it or dull it in any way, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that she would continue to trust you, Lord, and hold on to what she is seeing, God, and ask you to reveal more, God, and however it is you choose to reveal, God, whether it's in your word directly, whether, you know, she overhears something with a piece, God, begin to put the pieces together, Father God, so that she can, increase of discernment, God, that she can utilize that, Lord, for your glory, God, because we know it's her heart's desire to follow you and to walk in your ways, God, and to just to be obedient to you, Father God. So we just ask for your shed your light, Lord, and greater clarity and visibility, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Be expecting him to give me more clarity. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you. Bless you too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is 502-548. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Deborah, this is Greg.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, Greg from?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, we've spoken before. Yeah.
Yes, we have. I just couldn't remember the state. Yes, I remember. I can.
Yeah, Kentucky.
Your voice. I recognized your voice. Yes. I was going to say
right.
Wisconsin, but I didn't think that was correct, which it wasn't. Okay. Let me pray for you. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Greg. Father, we just bring him to your altar, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. So see, like a lot of feathers, and the first thing I did think of was Psalm 91, of just being under the shelter of the Almighty, and just being covered by Him. So we thank you for that, God, and just even
yes,
maybe
sir.
Like a lot of angelic happenings, coverings, in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Lord, for the command of your angels, God, to surround and to protect and to preserve, and the fortitude and to fight, God, and to shield, and to even just penetrate darkness, God, to bring forth your light and to lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for those warring angels. Father, in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, you know, I'm compelled to share this, is that one time I was reading in scripture in Hebrew, I think it is, where it talks about, so God has an innumerable amount of angels, innumerable. And when I read that, I thought, well, that's interesting that it says innumerable, because God really likes numbers. He has a whole book of numbers. And he talks about, like, and I know in Hebrew or Greek or whatever, there was only numbers up to 1,000. And then after that, it would be like myriads, right? Because it would say thousands upon thousands upon thousands, because that's the number they had back then, the highest number that they had. And then it began to say myriads and myriads, right? So, which we don't really know all that. But then it says there's an innumerable amount of angels. And I thought, well, that is very interesting. Why is there innumerable amount? Like, why is that? How are these angels not necessarily not accounted for, but if there's more than we can count for, I asked the Lord, Lord, if these angels they don't have a specific assignment to them, like they're innumerable, like here's all the, you know, like everyone's accounted for and in their place, and here's, you know, the preparation. Then I just asked the Lord, could I have more angels, the ones that are innumerable for my assignment, that I could complete my assignment? May I have additional angels assigned to me that are the innumerable ones? I don't even know what those are or what I was asking for, but I know the Lord perfects our prayers too, you know. So in seeing that, so when I began to pray for you, you know, and just when I was seeing the feathers and just began to press into it, and the things that I was praying and the preservation and the, you know, just penetrating through darkness to lead the way with light, and like determined, you know, angels that are determined, just different variations of everything I asked, but seeing that in the form of an angel, and what it was doing for you, and still seeing like these feathers all around that are, and there, some are floating, some are covering, some are by your feet. They're just all around you, you know. And I know the Lord is mighty. And in his presence as well, there's always angels. You know, there's certain nature and certain characteristics even of angels, you know. And those who have good news, those who comfort, those who, you know, are very, they celebrate. Those who come to know the Lord, like they, you know, and then the ones that are more, you know, lead out, like Gabriel and Michael. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord. I'm not sure what Greg's assignment is, Father God, but we thank you, Lord, for accomplishing that. We thank you, God, for the supernatural assistance, supernatural aid that he has, Father God, to accomplish his walk, God, to accomplish the places, Lord, that you've derived, God, and the borders and the boundaries, Father, that he's to take dominion in, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the warring angels, Lord, and the ministering angels, God, and every angel, Father, that you have an assignment for him, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you would place in his heart, God, the prayer to pray, even in regard to the angels, Father, in Jesus' name. And I also heard a teaching on, you know, the angels, where we all have specific angels that are with us and assigned with us throughout our lifetime, that they actually come to know us and love us. And they're, you know, they come to really understand us and know us and love us. And they're also the ones who are, you know, when our time comes where we transition from this earth to heaven, they make sure that we're delivered safely into heaven, right? Because we have to go through the prince of this air and whatnot. But they actually help us and assist us. And that is part of their role as well, that they very much have a role. They very much know us. I can also share, so there's something about angels with this. I also share another experience when I was worshiping one time, and I kind of went up front. It was in a very acceptable thing where people would go up front. I wasn't all the way up front, but in that area. And I just had my hands out, and I was, you know, worshiping the Lord just with my hands up and like at my side, face up. And I really sensed this huge angel behind me, maybe about 8 feet. And it was behind me, and he was putting its wings, if you will, up underneath where my hands were, like it almost trying to take in what I was experiencing, you know, even though they get to be in the presence to worship the Lord. You know, and they actually bring that glory with them, like that glory is on them when they visit and when they're with us, you know. But they also take on the nature of the curious nature of how we worship the Lord and how we're experiencing it as well, you know, why we would probably do the same thing for them. And then also they can teach us that they're very obedient. They're quick to obey. So at the command of the Lord and what he speaks, they're quick to just do it, you know. They're quick to obey, quick to accomplish it, get on that, you know. So I thank you, God, for that teaching. I thank you again for the ministry of it, God. I ask God for more, just even open his eyes of revelation and understanding to his angels, God, to the assignment that you have for him, Father, in Jesus' name, and for accomplishing it. God, and we thank you, Lord. And even in that, sometimes the Lord only gives us, like, in part, kind of like when we prophesy in part. Well, sometimes in that, it's only in part, you know. I mean, I say that to say, if you only get a part or a portion of it, don't be discouraged because it's for that season. And thank him for the revelation of that and yield to it. And, so thank you. Thank you, Father God. And thank you just for even the sensitivity to the presence of angels in his life, God, in Jesus' name. Yeah, so I really feel like almost like an anointing on that. So thank you, Lord, just for the presence of that in Jesus' name. So, yes, I wasn't... this is interesting because there used to be when I would go sometimes in different prayer meetings and stuff, when there was something angelic in the room, I could feel the energy. That's how I would pick it up. I could feel that there was a different energy happening in the room when angels were present, you know?
Wow.
And then also the Lord spoke to me. At that time where that one angel was worshiping with me, I think I asked the Lord about that because I just, the Lord just told me that he was assigned to protect me. That angel was assigned to me to protect me. So, so that is just one thing that I do know. I mean, I'm grateful for it. I don't know, you know, necessarily my assignment, quote unquote, but other than this angel is to protect me, you know.
Wow. Take all the protection I can get.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Can I? Okay, so let me just pray, finish. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just revealing that, God. We thank you, Lord, just for the activity. Yeah, so there is activity because these feathers are, they're not just motionless. So it's indicating that there is activity. We thank you for the angelic activity, God, and the covering, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Thank you.
And so, yeah, so even when you're still, sometimes it says, be still and know that I'm God, there is angelic activity over you as well, even then.
Mm.
Yeah, thank you, Father God, just for opening his senses, his spiritual senses to you, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Well, that's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Good. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's very cool. So can you say that you had a time? Huh?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, ask if there's been a time that you can recall where you would account angelic activity in your life.
I was in a car accident when I was 9 months old, so I doubt I would have been aware of it, but I know for a fact that I was protected because it killed my mother, and everybody in the car was injured but me and my brother. So, and he didn't have a scratch. He didn't have a scratch or bruise, and I had one tiny scratch, and everybody else was, like, severely injured, and my mom was taken.
And I'm so sorry.
But I've had a few near misses. Yeah, I appreciate that. He's been there all along. He made it very clear to me that he was there the day it happened. I mean, we had an encounter with him, and he made it extremely clear. He's like, I was there. I was sitting in the back seat when it happened. He's like, I was there with you.
Wow.
So that blew me away. I had a really bad, a near miss on my motorcycle back in September, and I pulled off as soon as it happened, and I was like, I shouldn't be alive. That was something. I hit debris in the road, and I got what they call the death wobble, and it didn't. It straightened up, and I just got off, and I just sat and thanked God for a long, long time, because I know there was an intervention there.
Yeah. Wow. So, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, my guardian angels are definitely working over here.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah,
now,
Yeah.
No, go ahead and finish. Go ahead.
No, I was done. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask because it's interesting that the Lord, and thank you so much for sharing that too, because that actually helps all of us, just to even understand how the Lord speaks and how the nature of his hurt towards his own, And but I was going to ask, because on my end, I think it's interesting that the Lord would bring it up now, like for he's wanting to bring forth the assurance of this covering over your life, And so I don't know if anything has to do, if something, or even if the date, even if it's like, I don't know if it's close to your mom's, or anything within the range of the date that would be significant to anything you just mentioned.
She passed in March 19th in 1964.
So it was in March.
The interesting thing is my dad passed away on March 15th in 2006. It was just always struck me as odd that they, years apart, but still it was only 4 days between the dates. Now, because this all started back probably November, December, that I was on this quest to figure out how, as an adult, it had affected me. And I had read some books and done a lot of prayer. I talked to my brother for the first time in my entire life. I actually asked him what he remembered about the day of the accident. And he told me an encounter that he had, and that I was like, well, and I need to seek that. I need to seek answers. And the thing is that he didn't tell me a whole lot. And then after I had my encounter, we talked, and they were almost identical.
Wow.
What the Lord showed me was very, very similar. I mean, there were certain parts that were almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
He said mine was, like, one part of mine was more specific than his, and another part of his was more specific than mine, but both of them was like he had told both of us that he was there with us. So
yeah.
It was, I'm telling you, it rocked my world. I mean, I
wow.
never felt, I never felt so spoken to in my life.
Wow,
I mean,
yeah,
he literally
bet.
Told me, he said that he literally told me that as he was ushering my mother into heaven, that he was telling her he was going to take care of us. And at the same time, he was telling us that he was going to take care of us.
Wow.
So.
Oh, wow.
It was,
see, I feel like.
Yeah.
Was, yeah. That's very profound and comforting.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
definitely
very,
the Holy
yeah.
Spirit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
So yeah, he's still covering you, and he still wants you to know that, as I'm sure you do. But yeah, so
yeah, definitely
just,
knew it in September.
Yeah, so it's interesting that he would just bring that up this evening, and I don't know if it's because someone needs to hear your testimony and what you
mm-hmm.
just shared, you know. But also for you, obviously, the Lord loves you, and His eye. Is on you and speaking that forth, you know. But that's good. You know, there's one other time I was in a prayer meeting and this gentleman, I'll try to remember his name. He was a pastor, but there were two people there that had the same name. I can't remember. Oh, I think it was Rick. Yeah, his name is Rick. But there was another guy there named Rick as well. Anyways, when he was speaking, the Lord gave me, or praying, when we were praying, the Lord gave me a prayer for him, you know. And what happened was I would see this pastor sometimes, like, pass by. Like, I'd be in the car waiting for my husband, and he would pass by the car. And I would hear the words, there's something dark about him, like he had a dark past or something. I don't know. And I would say to myself, I'm not going to judge him. Like, I'm not judging him. I don't know that that's true. I'm not judging him. But I didn't realize the Lord was giving me a word of knowledge regarding him. So so then when we were in this prayer meeting, we were sitting there, and the same words came up. And three times I said to the Lord, I'm not judging him. Like, it came up three times. I'm thinking, what? Like, I'm not even thinking about it or anything, you know. And then the Lord showed me that he wanted me to pray for him, and that this, I had just read in the word about an armor of light. And so I said, you know what? I feel like I'm supposed to pray for you. Can we just stop and I just pray for you? And I did. I prayed through and that he was facing some things, like even gone against some things that were like, they felt almost like medieval times. But the Lord was going to be bringing him joy and put on an armor of light for him, a shield, like a shield and an armor of light. And it was kind of intense for me to pray it through, but he said, I was waiting for you to finish. He said, I had so much joy in the middle of it. I almost wanted to laugh. He goes, but I didn't want to offend you, you know? And so I said, no, like, what's going on? And so he shared a story that he was in an accident with a train, and his brother died at the time, his twin brother. And he was alive. Yeah, his twin brother. And so his mom had shared something, I don't know, about, I forget the portion with his mom about, or something with prayer, maybe, saying, I don't know. But anyways, it always weighed heavy on his heart that he was the one that was living, you know, and his brother, you know, and just, anyways, those things before the Lord. But whatever it was that the prayer that the Lord came forth actually set him free and released him from some type of, delivered him in some manner. But that's the only other time that it was very similar to, like, what your story is, where it's very intense and profound, but very much got in it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, wow, praise God. Well, do you have any prayer requests that we can pray for you?
I've taken up so much of your time. I appreciate it. So, I mean, I just have a lot to to stew on. So, and it was wonderful. I really appreciate it so much.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I actually have time to pray. If you have a prayer request, I do have time. So.
How can I put it? I want more of God. I mean, I want, something I want. I want every hindrance of my life gone, the simplest terms. I know there's things that, I haven't seen, haven't surfaced, that I've been, praying about. And I've had prophetic words multiple times over the past few weeks, and unforgiveness keeps coming up. And I've racked my brain. I've prayed about it. And whatever's there, I just ask that he reveal it and that we deal with it. So I can move forward.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. So I'm going to pray something that I prayed before for myself, because somebody was talking to me and I was like, I don't think I have any unforgiveness. But then when I bowed my head and I asked the Lord specifically, Lord, is there anyone that I need to forgive? These faces came before me. There was five different, just very light, and I didn't even know that I had those in this file of unforgiveness in my heart,
Mm-hmm.
So when I pray, I just want you to make note if the Lord, or if you pray, just make note of the Lord so that you can capture every one of them. Nothing slips through the
mm-hmm.
cracks,
mm-hmm.
So Father, we thank you for Greg, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, for the other saints who are praying on his behalf, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Anything that is opposing the work of the Holy Spirit in his life, God, and if it's unforgiveness, Lord, we ask an agreement, Lord, to him to be yielding, as he's saying, even now, Father God, acknowledging you in all of his ways, God, in such a humble way, God, on this call, Father God, but at your altar, at your command, Father God, that you would speak to him, Father God, and unlock those places, Lord, unveil those places, God, unfold those places, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just pray, Father, if he has any unforgiveness or holding any aught in his heart towards a brother or sister, Lord, we ask that you would reveal that. Lord, that he's asking you to show him if he has any unforgiveness towards any person, any situation, any organization, any culture, any structure, or even political party, whatever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for cleansing his heart and making him whole, God, in a manner that he gets filled of more of you, God. More of you, okay. Father God. Keep filling him with your spirit, God. More mm-hmm. of you, more of you. And we thank you, Father God, for just how you've established him in the faith, Lord, that he continues to grow as he's taught, God, and overflowing with gratitude, faithfulness and gratefulness, Father God, in Jesus' name. But even as Ephesians 1:17-18, God, that you would open, enlighten his heart with spiritual understanding and wisdom, God, and knowledge of you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for every spiritual gift that you've given, he's already given him, God, and obtained, Father God, that would be his, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, how you know each one of us personally, Lord, and you lead us and communicate to us in such a way that we're going to respond to you, God. So now he's inviting that. He's inviting you to do that in his life, Father. So we thank you, Lord, for the fulfillment of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much, Deborah.
You're welcome. Oh, God bless you, and thank you for sharing and being humble and
God
joining
bless
us
you.
This evening. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank
okay,
you
bye-bye.
Very much.
Bye. Okay, we have caller 894. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fort Worth.
Okay, awesome. Have we talked before?
We have talked before, a couple few months ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. I'm going to put you on mute for a second, and then I'll come back and open up your phone line. Okay, sorry. Usually I recognize people's voices. I don't know why I didn't recognize your voice. But thank you so much for joining us, Lori. So, Father, we thank you, God, for Lori. Lord, we thank you. And I just was going to say, open the door. So, Father, we thank you, God, at your altar, God, and the placement of the Lord opening the door for you. So we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for open doors and that placement in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for her to and the ability, God, to cross those thresholds of open doors, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for the step of faith. We thank you for the courage and the confidence, God, and, yes, the building of her faith as she crosses over, Father God, to the open door. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, if there be anything else, Father, in Jesus' name. Let me look something up for a second here. Well, I'm seeing a place where you would cross over, but there's like a threshold and the word threshing floor. So there's something more in there. I don't know if you've ever heard of a teaching on something on a threshing floor. Yeah, it's a place that produces. It's like the place that where things change, but then it also produces, producing good things for the Lord, you know, where you're, you know, because sometimes it talks about wine or oil or blessing. So it's a good thing. I'm not sure exactly about the whole process about that, but maybe that may mean more to you with the understanding than what I'm getting, but that's what it is. So thank you. Yes, amen.
Thank you. Thank you. When I spoke to you a couple few months ago, you had the word of home, and for me, like that was going to be kind of a big word for me, you know, where home would be. And it's really, really lined up. We're in the process of trying to sell our home, and I, like many other people, kind of like in this sandwich generation. So I'm trying to get a little closer to my parents who are getting elderly, and my mother in particular is having some cognitive decline, and my dad could really use some help with her. So we're trying to get a little bit closer to them. But I also have a grandchild and a daughter here that I help as well. And so it's been very much a question from me to God about where I need to be, you know, where should I be, Lord, you know, just guide me. And so we have our home on the market, and it has not sold yet. So we're in this place of where do we need to be? Just and always, I'm thinking of, you know, where do I need to do your work, Lord? Where do I need the purpose you have for me? So that's very interesting about the threshold, you know.
yeah.
And so I'm kind of in that place, just kind of in faith, just like, Lord, I know that, you know, your plans for me are good. Your plans for us are good. I just don't know what they are. you know?
Yeah. Oh, that is interesting. So God bless you. And that is interesting that since I've seen just an open door before, I would say my normal words. So,
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Let's pray into that. Because, so Father, we thank you, Lord, how you speak, Lord, and how you show yourself, Lord. While we may not always, in our infinite minds, God, be able to grasp the fullness of your truth, the fullness of your revelation, for the fullness of your illumination, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you would take the things in Lori's heart, God, and the things that she's placed before you this evening, Lord, and establish that place, God, as home, Father God. We thank you for her willingness to follow, her willingness to obey, God, and even for her heart for family, God, and knowing, Lord, her willingness to have both hands and what she needs to do for her family, Father. So, Lord, we just ask for wisdom and provision. Ask for your wisdom and every provision, Father, in Jesus' name, God, and grant them favor on the sale of their home, Father, in Jesus' name. So do you need to sell your home irregardless of where you're going to be, or does the sale of the home require them? That means you're doing, you specifically know what the next step is after you sell your home.
Well, we do need to sell this home because we actually did purchase the home. We found a home and purchased it closer to my parents. And so obviously we can't stay in this situation very long.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Okay. I just wanted to make sure how I pray for it before praying for that. So, Father, we thank you for the sale of this home, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you would send qualified buyers, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that this home, Lord, that you would open the door to this home, God, to the buyers, Father God. We ask, Lord, we thank you for the fruitfulness of the land, that you would bring it into placement with the sale of their home, Father, in the name of Jesus. We also ask, God, for wisdom for the realtor selling, God, those that are involved in selling it and marketing it, in the name of Jesus. We ask for the favor of God to be upon that. And we thank you, Lord, that they are qualified buyers, and let it be a quick and smooth closing for everyone involved, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
God bless you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I just joined the call, but I don't know if you may have already done this evening, but the other thing that's just kind of, I think, just kind of weighing really heavy on my soul tonight, and probably many, many other people, is the children of Uvalde.
Yes, we did. I did open up with that and did pray for this nation.
Okay.
I sure did. Yes. Yes.
Well, I just want to
thank you for mentioning that.
Agreement with that, and my sorrow.
Yeah, that is very profoundly sad. And yes, we did pray for that, and for other ministries to rise up and be even a testimony to the whole community and to minister to the entire community. You know, I was, when we were just traveling and coming back, and one of the gals who sat next to me was a school counselor, but for elementary school. And I said, oh, I didn't even know elementary students. I mean, I just thought they were just in middle school and high school. I said, I didn't even know elementary school students had a counselor. And so it's not ironic, but I just thought, well, now I can see this would be quite, I mean, I just think the whole, even the other students, that it just is very, anyway, I know. Yeah. It's, too much to,
you know, my concerns are minuscule compared, and just pray for our world and our nation, of course, and the glory of God to just rain down on us.
Amen. Yes. And thank you for mentioning, in case someone else didn't know, to be praying for that as well in our nation, and those, the God of all comfort would be present to them and minister to them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Okay. You take care. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, 972-365. Is this Rhonda?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. The phone has disconnected at least 3 times. So I said, well, I know it was thundering here earlier. So I don't know if it's the weather that's causing me to have a bad disconnect, but it has knocked me off like 3 or 4 times. But I said, Lord, I need to get on here because I think Miss Lori just mentioned a shooting, school shooting in Texas today. I think 18 kids are killed and 3 teachers were killed. But I also wanted to get prayer for my granddaughter. She was in an incident at school last week with some young ladies that influenced her to do something she shouldn't be doing. So she ended up having to go to a behavior hospital. So I guess because she got in trouble, she started saying things she shouldn't say. So they put in a behavior hospital to evaluate her. She just turned 13. And she lives with her grandmother. She doesn't live with my daughter or her dad. She lives with the grandmother, not because, you know, she had to go over there and live. But, you know, my granddaughter lost her grandfather a few years ago. So she's just been over there with her. But I guess growing up being a teenager, she's, you know, just being influenced. And I want a prayer for her as well as her grandmother. And I think the grandmother and the son and her dad relationship is kind of estranged. And I don't know what happened with that, but it needs reconciliation. And the name, my granddaughter's name is Krislyn, K-R-I-S-L-Y-N. The grandmother's name is Olitha, O-L-E-T-H-A. And the son's name is Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, and Miss Olitha, yes, ma'am, Olitha, she had a massive heart attack and a massive stroke in 2016, and she almost passed away. So she, you know, the Lord restored her, but now she's dealing with congestive heart failure. So a lot of this stress that she's dealing with, I just want prayer for her because we know a lot of this stuff comes from the enemy. And I just want prayer for them and over that family.
Okay. How old is the grandmother?
The grandmother ought to be about 53 or 54, I believe. About 53 or 54.
Okay, so she's not that old.
No. And her husband passed away in 2019 of a massive heart attack in front of her, in front of all of them. So there's a lot of still trauma and tragedy there. So I think a lot of them are dealing with just frustration that he's not there anymore because, you know, he pretty much took over everything. But I think a lot of frustration between the mother and the son is the dad is not there. So,
Okay, well, I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, let me pray for you, and I'm glad you got back in. I don't know what was happening with the call dropping, but praise God. It might be raining here, too. I'm not sure. But, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Rhonda. Let me just mute you while I pray, and then I'll come back and open up your line for you. So, Father, we thank you, God, for Rhonda, Lord, and just her blessing her family and her bloodline, God, and standing in the gap, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for just her prayers are sacred. So, Rhonda, I'm actually seeing on you like that little cap that they wear in the Jewish people, so the glory of the Lord. We thank you, God, you know, they wear that to that the glory of the Lord, just like in a humble way, But thank you, God, for the glory of the Lord to rest upon Rhonda as she intercedes and as she prays, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, that you are covering her and that, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we lift up her granddaughter, Father God, Crystalline, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray, God, just for a restoration, God, and in her heart and in her soul unto you, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray, God, that she would see, like, the folly of her heart, God, and not choose those ways again, Father God. I pray that she would be humble and yielding to the process, Lord, and that it would bear fruit for her life, Father God. We call her out of any spirit of darkness, God. We call her out of various shadows of light, out of the prince of this air and the prince of this world, God. We call her out of that system in Jesus' name, God, and set her feet upon the rock, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would remove from her, God, the pride of life, Lord, and those things, Father God, that this culture and society pull on us, God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that she would find you as her one true God, and that she would be yielding to you and abiding in you and abiding in your word, that you would be her eternal Father. Lord, I pray that you would find, she would find you as her eternal Father, God, in Jesus' name. And every place that her heart is searching, God, and has been misaligned, God, that you would realign that, God, and graft her into the alignment of your word, to the alignment of your son, to the alignment of the Father, God, and the Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for getting her on track and mending that track, Father God, so that she can turn and stay on you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we pray for the grandmother, Olita, Father God, that you would protect her and preserve her in Jesus' name. God, we pray for the shalom, peace of God, and wholeness to speak through their walls and to speak to their home and to cover them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Chris as well, God, that you would restore and reconcile this relationship, Father God. We know in your word, Lord, it says to do the work to have peace with one another, God, and that a gentle answer turns away wrath, Father God. And so we thank you for the work to be done, God, in their hearts and in their minds, Lord. We thank you for communication, Lord, and even the stresses, Lord. We pray for solutions, God, over every situation that they have, your wisdom and solutions, your wisdom and provision and guidance and direction to be with them, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for just releasing them from the talons of the enemy, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, even speak to them when they're sleeping, God, and when they're reasoning, God, even every whisper, Lord, and unction in your direction, Father God, we ask that your wisdom and impartation to be with them and to be upon them, Father God, to seek you and to serve you, Father God. So we do pray for the preservation of her health, God, and even how she processes her thinking and her emotions, God. And we just ask, Lord, just for your balm, the balm of heaven to be upon them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And also my prayer for this country, for this nation, is that, I mean, I know there are a lot of ministries that are in a place of fighting against darkness, but I just pray that we will come out of these synagogues and begin to walk our communities and begin to pray and pray in the Holy Ghost. Walk the boundaries of our cities and our states and begin to take authority over this darkness that is going into these schools and these places and killing innocent people, because it's so heartbreaking, because it's more of us than it is them, of the darkness. Mm-hmm. Because not only we're born again and spirit-filled, but we also have angelic hope. But it's so much division in the church today that we can't even come together in the body of Christ to combat against this stuff. Because you got some of the church today saying, oh, you ain't supposed to be praying in tongues. You ain't supposed to be, that's for the old church. You're not, everybody's not going to, I mean, it's like all of this confusion. And the whole thing is that the enemy is slithering in and finding places to attack. And it's like we got to come out of this because the power and authority was given to us. We ought to be able, the same way Jesus shut Satan down in the wilderness, we ought to be able to come against this stuff and shut it down because it's horrible. It's just horrific. And that's my prayer, that we come out of these denominations, we come out of our synagogues and come together and join hands. As if we're marching around Jericho for the walls to be torn down. So that's my prayer, because I was at work today getting ready for a baby shower for an employee. And I watched TV, and I see where these kids have been killed. And I have grandkids in elementary, and I can't imagine how people feel that they sent their children to school today and didn't get to come back home. And it's like only a week here from school being out. So I'm like, we got to come out of these places of focusing on ourselves and on our ministries and begin to go back to focus on what Jesus put us here for, to come against darkness, to destroy the works of the enemy, because these kids on having a possible chance at life because of this evil that's in this earth. There's so much hatred and there's so much division. So, forgive me, but it's so sad. It is so sad.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, I did open, and I even said the same, similar in the same sense of, I could not allow myself to go any further with how I was praying or talking about it, or I would end up, I would just have to close down the show and, the program. And anyways, so I understand that I'm going to have to do that before the Lord, privately before him, as far as this really break, because it breaks my spirit too. And if I talk about it too much in the sense, like right here, and I think it's because this is a place of faith and I do let myself go in the spirit and in faith. And that particular is so devastating, so tragic. And the same thing is, I can't even imagine, and you live in the state of Texas, I do not. I can't even imagine the whole commute in the, like when I try to imagine or fathom that those same instances that you talked about, just sending your child to school and a 10-year-old. Now listen, I've lost my firstborn son, and but it was still, he was yet, still in my womb, he was born at rest. And so I can't imagine, and there were things that I had to grieve, like I never got to see him play baseball, and it was a different type of grieving as opposed to someone who loses a child at 26 or loses a child at 10, and the devastation and the tragedy that's involved in it, and senseless act of darkness, is I just don't even understand how that actually even happened, to be honest. It's hard to even fathom all of the pieces and how everything took place as it did, But I agree with you. We definitely need to, and that's where it says Jesus was manifested to on earth so that he might destroy the works of the enemy. So, let's just pray one more time, Father. Lord, it is bigger than we can comprehend, God, in our hearts. We do pour out our hearts before you. Father, on behalf of these children, behalf of the family, the whole community, God, the whole school, even the other children, God, who survived, God, it's too much even to comprehend there as well, God. So we pray as a community, God, that we would stand strong, that we would support one another, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, only you can redeem. Only you can reconcile and restore the places that the enemy and the locusts destroyed, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, that you would, as Rhonda is saying, teach us to pray as corporately teach us to pray, that we might go out, God, and walk and take authority through your blood and your power to bring down darkness, God, that it would not have a hold or a grip, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for those who are truly called, God, where they have a calling and anointing to do this on their lives. God, we ask for that you would supersede even a greater protection over them, a greater anointing, God, to cast down the works of the enemy, Father God, and to bring those down, God, in Jesus' name, that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father, in Jesus' name, God. And we thank you for mending and healing every brokenness, every woundedness, every loss, God, that you would, and Lord, we know it takes time, but you would complete that process, God, and that you would raise up voices of grace, raise up voices, God, of redemption, God, voices of true solutions, God, not control or manipulation or government restrictions, Father God, but true voices of healing, God. And we thank you, Lord, just for shedding forth your great light in places where it's dark, God, that you are the light of life, God. And so we ask that the light of life to come forth, even in this situation, God. And we know it'll take time, but we pray, God, and ask for your loving kindness and your tender mercies to be with this community and each person who is in need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank
you
for joining us. Yeah, and the privilege to pray with you. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, thank you. God bless you, too. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Okay, I have a few more callers on the phone line, but you don't have your hand up. So if you'd like prayer before I end, I'd be happy to pray with you if you want to press 1 on your keypad for prayer. That would be great. Okay. And Ron did remind me, I guess, earlier when I watched the news, it was only 14 people. So, no, she said 18. So I'm not sure everything that's happening and the update there, but thank you for that because it was different from when I just watched it. Okay, well, I'm happy to end a little early today just because we had traveled. And things were going on. So let's see if there's anything here. Okay, well, let's just end on the end in prayer. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for your presence. Lord, we thank you that we can come to you, that you tore the veil, God, that you made a way, God, and you've communicated with us, God, in ways that sustain us, that you are the bread of life, God, and you are sustaining. We thank you, God, for your sustaining power and that you are our portion in life, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the faith that you've given, Lord. May it bring you glory, God. May we exercise our faith in obedience to your word and obedience to your voice in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, just that you would bless every person, God, that at your throne, Lord, your word says in Hebrews that it says, let us then confidently draw near to you, God, where we can receive mercy and find grace in our time of help, God, in our time of need. So we thank you, God, just for the assurance of your word, Lord, and may we draw confidently near to you, Father, in Jesus' name. And yes, Lord, help us to press into you more when you show us things, Lord, when we see things with our eyes or hear things in our heart, to inquire of you further, God, to know how to pray. I was just remembering something. So I thank you. I thank you for that, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, so please be praying. So two other people have your hand up. I'm going to pray for you. So please be praying and interceding for that World Health Organization, and check that out on Intercessors for America, because they're voting this week in the Senate and in the different various houses there. I'm voting on that to make that organization, you know, put it in place. And then whatever they call forth we have to do as a nation, we're required to do whatever they dictate. And some of the people that are involved in the World Health Organization really are not, have a health background, have medical backgrounds. So please check it out through Intercessors for America. If you can sign a petition, I would inquire or encourage you to do so. I did it myself. And yeah, so if they called another quarantine, then we would have to be quarantined. So let's, as I was saying earlier, an opening with just some end time healthy things is we just want to try to be as spiritually, physically, and emotionally strong and encouraged as we can be, encouraging one another, and then walking in the Lord and the power of his might in Jesus' name. Okay, so let's see. Here, 803-991. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening, North South Carolina.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Angela, South Carolina.
Angela, okay, thank you. I thought maybe it was a lot of crackling on the, let me mute you and come back to you. So thank you for joining us. God bless you, Angela. Father, we thank you for Angela, Lord, and we just come. You know, I see you as like a gatekeeper. I don't know if I ever said that before. It's funny how the Lord this evening, right before I say throne or altar, he's showing me something right before I say those words. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, just for the gate, Lord, that is before her, Father God. We thank you. And a lot of times the gate, you know, represents authority and the place that you walk. So we thank you, Lord, for that, Father God, and what you've placed before her, that she would do that well, God, and for your name's sake and for your kingdom's sake, God. And we thank you, Lord, that the enemy would not trip her up or try to alter that place for her, Father God, that she would serve you well at the gate, Lord, and in that place of authority that she's to walk. In Jesus' name, and serve in the community, Father, and community, and so sometimes that even like community is in the place of, like sometimes that can be workplace too. I just want to say in relation to that as well. Jesus' name. So because like my husband is a realtor, and that is, He is kind of like a gatekeeper in that sense in, within the community, but it is in the realm of serving in the marketplace as well. So just to establish that. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this gate that you have before Angela. I just have the Lord. So it's definitely keys in the gate that you have obviously have access to the keys. Thank you, Lord. That's so good. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, you know, in Isaiah, I had shared this earlier in the year, but in Isaiah, and I know that we're talking about here, Isaiah 22:22, it says the key, I've given you the key to the kingdom. So it's, it is an individual. It's not plural until you get to the New Testament. I think it's in Matthew, one of the Gospels, where he talks about they've given you the keys to the kingdom, or when he's talking to Peter. Well, there it's plural, but in Isaiah it's not. It's singular, and the singular key in Isaiah is represented to that particular key. When I looked at that in the Greek, is that it's a it is a key for an opening instrument. I'm sorry, I had to get the right verbiage in what it says. It's an opening instrument. So so the key is in the gate, and I believe that's for the opening. It's the opening of it. So, you know, because you have access, obviously, to the keys. And so then in the New Testament for Peter, just to clarify the other end of it, then that's where he said you have the keys to either open or close. So now, as the Holy Spirit leads us, we can close those to the enemy. However, we're supposed to open things up and unlock things for the kingdom. That's how we build, is opening things for the kingdom of God. And that was his intention originally as well. But now we have to contend with all that we contend with. But anyway, so praise God on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Do you have any, pardon me?
I said, I'm totally agree with the prayer you prayed earlier for the nation, for the children. That was on my mind today.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, do you have any other prayer requests?
Yes, yeah, so if you could pray for my friend. She lost her husband. Someone murdered him. And we're her ex-husband. But if you just pray for God to really break the spirit of depression and oppression off of her, because she feels like it's her fault that someone killed him, and she's taking it pretty, you know, blaming herself a lot. And I told her, you know, you can't control something like that, you know. She's having a hard time. She was living in another state, but they found him the other day, and they put a knife in his chest.
So what's your friend's name?
Sandra.
I'm sorry. Sandra?
I'm sorry. Her name is Sandra.
Okay. Sandra. Okay, I'll pray for her. I'm going to go ahead and mute your line since it's a little bit of background noise. I had a friend who had a cousin who was murdered, and she had to go minister to them as well, to the family. That is unfortunately, okay, let me just pray. There is something, but I agree, that comes over. So, Father, we just pray for Sandra, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We break off this oppression, off of her mind depression, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that this is not her sin, God, and it says that all sin has a penalty to be brought under the blood. So we take this murderous act, Father God, and intention, Lord, and we place it under the blood of Jesus, Father God, to cover it and to dissolve it in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just take authority over that in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for freeing Sandra, God. Lord, that you would minister to her, God, through your spirit of might, your counsel, your comfort, God, your power, your majesty, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, that she, the yoke, God, you would break any yoke off of her shoulder, Father God, and she would only be yoked with you, God, in your spirit that is gentle and light, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your hammer, God, of judgment, Father God, and the word of God, Lord, to come down, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for justice to be served and justice to be known. And for swift justice over this situation, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the justice of God to come swiftly, God, to bring things, all things into the light, and to have resolve and dissolve, God, or, Father God, the places of oppression, or the places of the enemy that would try to creep over and overtake her, Father. We thank you for your freedom and your nature. And your outstretched hand, God, and even your mighty right hand, Father God, to lead her in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for letting us pray for that. Okay, and then 323-572. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Frida, Los Angeles.
Hey, Frida. Thank you for calling. Let me pray. Hey, let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for Frida, Lord. We just come before your altar, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and just lift her up to you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, just for covering her, Lord, but for being, you know, the Lord says that, or the word says that we're the head or the tail were not the his. What is it about the head and the tail? The Oh, yes, okay, Deuteronomy 28. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above and not beneath. And you heed the commandments of the Lord God, which I command you today, and be careful to observe them. Okay, thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for making her the head and not the tail, and to be above and not beneath, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the goodness of the Lord. If you've never read Deuteronomy 28, it's very good to read. So, Father, it just reveals, you know, all the Word of God is revealing who God is and how he wants to reach us. And so since this is the inspired Word of God, when God breathes, everything in the Word of God is significant. And we should look at it in such a way that it is significant. So we thank you, Father God, for your significance, Father God, in speaking. Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, again for Frida, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that you see things from beginning to end, Father, in Jesus' name, and that you are the Alpha and the Omega. God, we thank you, Lord, for every name that you give yourself, Lord. And you cover as a banner over Frida, Father God, every one of your names, God. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. And so the Lord, when they used to, you know what it would say, that his banner over me is love, you know, but his banner, so what they would do is they would set up a banner with the Lord's name on it, is what I'm seeing. But they used to set up banners with, like, the camp names or the, I don't know, like, their whatever. I don't know if they would use numbers for the military. Anyways, but what I'm seeing is this, is that this banner over you, is when his names are on that, and what they used the banners for before is they would lift them up like that so that when they would go out and that they would have to fight this military process and things, you know, and the dirt would get shaken up and, you know, cloudy at times, what they would have to do is look up to find the banner and to follow that, and that would be their place of safety, that they could return there and know that they would be taken care of and know that they can find shelter and care under the name of the banner. So I see the Lord just using you under his names, the name, you know, he has various names, but you, as you learn those names, because he will show them and reveal them to you, because he will be that name, you know, you will experience that that name and come to know him in that manner. But keep looking to him in and through the process that you can go and to find that care and to find that resolve and that as that name is lifted up, that you can come up under it for his glory, but for your care, because he's making provision for you in that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Do you have any prayer requests, Rita?
Just general prayer. Just general prayer, like overall.
Okay. Father, we thank you for Frida, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you would meet her through every provision that she has need of, God. We thank you, Lord, that you, the word declares that you bless the work of our hands and that you give us the power to get wealth is in our hands, God. So I ask for favor and blessing in the workplace for her, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for just wisdom and provision. And every aspect, Lord, that you give to her, God. And sometimes you give very creatively, God. And we thank you for that, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that and everything that she's given, like, you know, sometimes people will give us a gift card or we win things at work or whatever, you know, that's just the Lord blessing you. And think of, so when the word creatively blesses you, think of ways that you can creatively sow back to him, right? To like steward that, like how can I, like when I get a gift card, I think, oh, well then who, I want to invite someone to go get a coffee with me or somehow steward that, take that to steward it back to someone, knowing that he gave to me creatively, and then I can sow creatively. And that's what if really, I mean, all of my provision works out nicely, right? I want to live in dignity. But that's one way that I really like the when the Lord gives creatively to me, how I can minister back and steward those places back to him. So I thank you, God, for just the creative nature, Lord, that you would give her to steward and to minister. Minister and steward back to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And so we can receive different things too, like we can receive love, we can receive friendship, we can receive joy, you know, and ministering that back and creatively sowing in Jesus' name. Okay, no, that wasn't general, and that ended up coming out a little bit more prophetic too, but God bless you for that.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. 608-960. Good evening. How am I speaking to?
Hey, it's Shannon.
Hey. Okay. Let me pray for you. Thank you for calling. God bless you. So, Father, we thank you, God, for Shannon, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and just bring him to your altar, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing, God, and how you're sustaining and providing, Father, in Jesus' name. You know, in the Hebrew, when it rained, it was actually quite a blessing. It was a blessing for them to have rain. So I thank you, Father God, for the blessing. But sometimes in life, there's a blessing in rain, but we also have to, you know, we can't function the same way we can function when there is sunshine. So we have to kind of wait for the blessing to work its process before we can actually regain or enjoy it in its fullness again. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just developing the processes, Father God, that you have for Shannon, Father God, and the seasons and the processes, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and how he's cultivating that, Lord, and that you are cloaking him in every season, Father, in Jesus' name, to guide him, to guard him, and to instruct him, Father, in the way he's to go, Father. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And the Lord, you know, he sticks by us closer than a brother. So sometimes we can feel alone or feel like really we're the only ones doing it this side of heaven. Like, yeah, the Holy Spirit, but he is in heaven or he is, you know, somewhere else. He knows that I'm here, but really he does sit closer than a brother. So I thank you for that fellowship, Lord, to grow and to increase and even in understanding. I'm not even sure that I totally comprehend that either, because I certainly, when I go through different transitions and seasons and stuff too, I can definitely feel like I'm, you know, doing it alone, kind of like, you know, like the Holy Spirit gave you this word to like walk this out. Like you're responsible. I'll come back and check on you later. Kind of like a manager in a workplace or a supervisor. Like, okay, here's this task. You do it, and I'll come back and check on you later and make sure it's done right. But it's not that. It's that he really does stick closer than a brother. So I see like the growing and comprehension
and understanding in that as well, for the fellowship and the I don't want to say the word nurturing, but in some ways nurturing, because it's like it's causing growth, like almost like the same as the, like when you fertilize soil, when you put down it nurtures the soil, nutrients, or nurtures the soil that causes that to come forth. So anyway, praise God for that. Okay, do you have any prayer requests before we close out?
Just for my wife. I'm still contending for that, and I have somebody I'd like to get to know, but I'm wide open to whoever God has. I just, my patience is about done and frustration level's high, so that'd be great to pray into that.
Okay. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we do come into agreement, Lord, with his prayer request, Lord. We thank you, Lord, again for your word that says he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So I pray, Lord, just for your joy to be with him as you lead him, God, because you are passionate about creation, God, and that you designed marriage, Father God, and the covenant of it, Lord, and the reflection, Lord, and direction that you have for us, Lord. So I ask, Lord, as he places that before you, Father, that he would take steps of faith, Lord, and as he does, that you would direct him and that you would guide him and that you would speak to him, Father God. But I do pray for the movement, Lord, and moving the current, moving the momentum, like the momentum and the current and the the movement. I don't know the other word. So, Lord, we thank you for that, God, and for just sustaining him and encouraging him, God, and every aspect, Lord, body, soul, and spirit, and even his attitude, Father, and in those places, Lord, that he would be able to really lay those things down before you, Father, and whatever his frustrations and specifics are, God, and anything against you, Lord, or a word that he's received, Lord, whatever it might be, Father, I just pray that he would work, you would do a working in and a working out, Father God, that he might have total freedom and to be, as your word says in Isaiah, to be led forth with joy and led out in peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for... Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Good night.
Okay, bye. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you, and shalom.